This is Morning Edition on North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Eric Hodge. Same-sex couples are expected to head to Register of Deeds offices across the state today to get marriage licenses. A federal judge overturned the state's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage late Friday. That case was filed by a group of clergy members. They argued that not being able to marry gay couples violated their freedom of religion. This weekend, many churches celebrated the decision. I'll do that one more time. This weekend, many churches celebrated the decision, including Pilgrim United Church of Christ in Durham. Rima Crace reports.
There's no way we ever could. Now we see everything.
The congregation began its service with the Reverend's husband strumming his guitar. He's singing John Mayer's Waiting on the World to Change.
So we're waiting, waiting for the world to change. We keep on waiting.
Wait, wait, wait! The world has changed!
Yeah! Yeah!
Reverend Ginger Brasher Cunningham raises her fist in the air. She's wearing a rainbow-colored stole around her neck.
We fought so hard for so long, and I know I'm going to cry this morning.
Brasher Cunningham is addressing a crowd of about 50 people. They're all gathered in the fellowship hall, a simple room with steel chairs and floral window curtains. It's an intimate setting to celebrate the repeal of the state's same-sex marriage ban.
So it is with joy in our hearts that we get to be a huge part of this, because it was the United Church of Christ lawsuit that helped push things over.
She's talking about a lawsuit filed by a group of churches, religious leaders, and gay couples. They argued successfully that the ban on same-sex marriage kept clergy from exercising their freedom of religion. They say that all couples should be treated equally.
The premise of our church played out in our government. How cool is that?
As the Reverend wraps up her remarks, she calls on her members.
Before we go on, I'm going to ask if there are any announcements, any other announcements. And, yes, do you two
yes.
have something you'd like to
yes,
announce?
We do.
Two older women holding hands make their way up to the front of the room. They're both wearing glasses and yellow sweaters.
We want to invite all of you to come next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock to help us celebrate our marriage.
Nancy Ruth Best and her partner, Winola Apple, are in their 70s. They've been waiting for this moment ever since they began dating.
We've been together for 23 years. And we had been talking to Ginger about as soon as the law... As soon as it's legal, we want to get married in this church, which is our home.
They met in 1991. Winola Apple was visiting a friend in the hospital who was in critical condition. To find some comfort, she met with the hospital's chaplain, Nancy Ruth Best. Best says it wasn't long before they began dating.
I just want everybody to know she chased me hot and heavy. Every afternoon when I would come home from work, there would be flowers at my door. Or tapes with music at my door. In fact, we're going to walk in at our wedding to Pachelbel's Canon, and that was the first tape she ever brought to me. It was hanging on my door one afternoon when I got home from work. So
they may have their song down, but there's still a lot more they need to plan for next week's wedding. They're going shopping for their outfits this week, and this morning they're running to Kinko's to make copies of the invites. While all of this is extremely exciting to Best, it's a tad overwhelming for Apple.
So the two things I have to remember are the ring and I do.
And you have to repeat some words after Ginger, but she'll do them in small phrases so you can remember them.
Maybe I should have them written on the back of my hand.
No.
Or something.
I don't know.
It'll be the first legal same-sex marriage performed in Pilgrim United Church of Christ.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in.
There was a lot of joy at yesterday's service. A few other gay couples said they're also planning to marry soon, maybe in the next couple of months. And the Reverend says she'll be at the Register of Deeds today to see who else wants to get married. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.